21, Charlie Nicola. Number 22, Peter Olsen. And number 33, Trevor Clark Phillips. And the home team on the scoreboard, please welcome King Cole High School. Number 11, Jamin Newman. Number 32, Ian Samuelson. Number 40, Ethan Mack. Number 42, Connor Samuelson. And number 44, PJ Hamilton.
All right, that does it for the announcements. We are about to get underway. The 8 minutes on the clock. The scoreboard set to 00. And here we go. The winner of this game will go on to play tomorrow. Sadly, the loser goes home, but it's been a great matchup so far with all the games that I've seen here in West High School. The state championship, the energy levels are just amazing. And both all the teams that come here, they've worked so hard to be here. And you can tell that everyone wants to win. Here's the announcement for the officials. And the winner of this game will go on to play throughout the consolation bracket for a chance to get third place in the state championship. So King Cove can still hold on tight and come out with a good placement. All right, here's the tip-off. Number 3, Casey Sherman and P.J. Hamilton standing up to the line. Tip goes up. P.J. wins. And it goes over to Ian Samuelson. Ian pulls up his dribble, passes it over to P.J. at the top of the perimeter. And P.J. passes it right back. Now goes down the right-hand side, Jamin Newman with the ball. He takes it up towards half-court line on top of the perimeter. Moves up forward. Now passing around the horn, Ian Samuelson with the ball. Bounce pass into the half of the foul line. Pass outside the left-hand side, Jamin Newman puts up a three-point shot and makes it. Great shot by Jamin. First 3 points in favor of King Cove. Here comes the Golden Lynx. Number 22 with the ball, Peter Olsen. He walks it over to the right-hand side. Now pass to number 33. That's Trevor Chapeluk. His shot goes up. Doesn't make it. Off the iron. Rebound by Jamin. Jamin finds Ethan Mack on the bottom baseline. Pass goes up. Doesn't go down. Off the glass high. Picked up by number 3, Casey Sherman. Casey moves really quick down his other side. And as he tries to drive in the lane, Jamin Newman bumps him just a little too hard. And that will be a foul against King Cove. Pass in on the baseline for the Lynx. Sherman with the ball. He's looking around. He finds number 10. That's Hank Henry. With a nice little shot underneath the basket. Full court pressure coming in from the Lynx. King Cove breaks right through it. Ian Samuelson with the ball. He puts up a little jumper from about 10 feet out. Does it go in? Rebound being fought for. Ooh, a foul called in that one. Against 42. That's going to be, or 44. I think that'll be against P.J. Hamilton. No, sorry. Connor Samuelson, foul against Connor as they were going for the ball. Nearly a jump ball, but the Lynx have it. Here comes Sherman. He takes it over to the left-hand side of the key. Way long shot for three. Doesn't go in, but rebound goes number 21, Charlie Nageluk. He fights his way to the basket, gets it over to Sherman. Sherman puts up a shot underneath the rim. Doesn't get in, and here's PJ. He doesn't have a dribble. He's running some trouble with some tight defense. King Cove didn't realize that he needed help, but they come back. Give him a hand. Ball goes for Jamin. Jamin now with a shot just inside the three-point line. Doesn't go down. Gets the rebound. Now to PJ. PJ in the paint. Runs into lots of traffic. Puts up a shot. Doesn't go in, but he draws a shooting foul, so he'll go to the line for two. Two teams coming in here looking very evenly matched. PJ puts up the shot, and it's good. PJ just with a great jump shot this year. You can tell that he put a lot of work into his shooting, and it's paid off in spades. So four now for King Cove, two for Gullivan. And second one for PJ. Good. That makes it 5-2 now in favor of the King Cove. Here comes Casey Sherman for the Lynx. He jogs the ball up, takes it to the top of the three-point line, now moves to the right-hand side. Pulls back, now over to number 22. That is Peter Olsen. Olsen with the ball. He takes it to the left, now back to the center. Almost loses it. Ethan Mack playing some tight defense, but he pulls back. Now pass to the top post, to the bottom post now. Over to the left-hand side where 33 puts up a shot. That's Trevor Chapeluk. They just keep getting their own rebounds over for the Lynx. Saves it. Shot goes in, almost out of bounds, and he dives in. Oh, Ian trying to get the ball just dives and slides at least 10 feet. But the ball remains in the favor of the Lynx. And they're just dominating the boards as they put up shot after shot and get their own rebound. Here's a fast break, though, as that basket goes in favor of the Lynx. DJ Hamilton does a big pass all the way from coast to coast over to Ethan. Ethan puts up a shot, doesn't go in. They're going to go over-under on that one as the shooting guard number 21, I believe, Charlie Nageluk, was moving a little too quickly, and he pulled back and did the over-under with his hand. So turnover in favor of King Cove. King Cove's going to have to double down on their boards and stop giving the Lynx as many opportunities, essentially, as they wanted to get these shots in. Here comes King Cove, the T-Jacks with the ball, over to PJ at the free throw line. Now way outside to Ian. Ian for three on the baseline, drains it. Ian had a tough time from the perimeter against Alick, but here he is showing what he can do. Had a great freshman year this year. Really proud of how Ian has played. Here's the Lynx. They got the ball, number 22 with it. Peter Olsen, he drives into the paint, loses it off the knee and picked up by Ethan. Ethan moves fast, weaving in and out traffic, takes it all the way. Oh, but number three just got a hand on it as he went for a layup, and that was enough to stop it. Sherman Casey was a good stop there. Another over-under. That's number 22. The Lynx moving too fast, and as they try to pull back, they just move their ball, the hand, up and over. And that carries it, essentially. You could call it carrying or an over-under. King Cove with the ball now. Jamin Newman with it. He gets PJ. We've got Robert Christensen in the game now. PJ takes a long three. Lots of time to set it up. And if you give him that much time, he is going to drain it. 11-4 now. King Cove starting to take off. Shooting well from the field. Making the bucket. Let's see if they can get that King Cove defense working. Oh, and number three drives into the lane. Tries to put a layup, but he can't make it. Rebound is saved by PJ as it's going out of bounds, but it goes into the hands of the Lynx, and there's going to be another foul, a shooting foul they're going to call that. I didn't quite see what it was. And that's another one on Connor, I believe. As a player from the Lynx was taking the shot. Apparently he got tapped a little too hard. So number 33 will go to the line, Trevor Shockpelluk. All right, Trevor's first basket is good. Got substitution on the way in for the Lynx. Here's number 33 again. They're going to wait on the sub. 33 takes the line. Up, off the back iron. Soaring rebound by P.J. Hamilton. Hamilton takes it up now. Dribbles fast at the left-hand side, left-handed. Now crossover behind the back to the right. Pass outside of Jamin for three. Up and over. Picked up by number 22. That's Oswald Moses. Moses moving quickly with it now. He crosses over the half-court line. And doing a lot more of that hopping, almost doing the over-under, but not this time. He puts up a shot, rebounded by number 33, Trevor Trapulik, and he's going to shoot for two again as he was going up for that shot. He got fouled by Jamin Newman, his second foul. So two for Connor, two for Jamin so far, and fouls. And there's a media timeout. So we are going to take a quick second just to thank our sponsors for this last year of basketball. We're coming towards the end of the season, and it's been great broadcasting these games. We always have so much fun at KSCP, and we thank you guys for listening. You make this happen, but also people who help out Penn Air this year really made the road trip happen by giving us tickets, and we thank you so much for your sponsorship and helping us make that a successful road trip. Also for WASTAC Electronics, their support, Schumann Corporation for their continual support of KSCP, and also, of course, Telalaska for their consistent support of KSCP as well. These guys have been standing by our radio station here in the Eastern Aleutians and helping us make our broadcast possible. So thank you so much, guys. 3:44 to go, 11 for King Cove, 5 for Gullivan. And we are now coming back to the line, number 33, Trevor Shockpolak. He will go for a chance at two. All right, referees call it, two. We got a buzzer substitution I think they're calling for. Nope. All right, buzzer's all around. And the ball is in the hands of Trevor. Trevor lines up his shot, gets ready, and the Ball's up. Good line, but oh, just rolls around the rim and out. Score remains 11 for King Cove, 5 for Gullivan. King Cove in a little bit of foul trouble already. They've got 4 fouls, only 1 for Gullivan, so King Cove going to need to rein that in a little bit. Again, 3:44 on the clock here in the first quarter. Here's Chuck Pollock with his second shot off the front of the iron. P.J. Hamilton gets the board. He quickly finds Ian Samuelson. Ian moves the ball up towards the center, runs into a couple defenders, but takes it over to the left-hand side now and is able to clear traffic. He passed the ball to Ethan Mack. Ethan now over to P.J. Not even close to the perimeter, but able to pass their way down. Ian drives the baseline. Nice little floating shot. Oh, doesn't quite go down. Rebound being fought for by Connor. Connor is able to tip it over to Ethan Mack. Doesn't go in. And out of bounds. They're going to call that off the hands of the Lynx. So here's a throw-in underneath their own basket for King Cove on the baseline. P.J. calls a play into action. He finds Ian. Ian back to P.J. Now they bring the ball up towards the center of the three-point line. Here comes P.J. with it again. To the top of the free throw line, Robert Christensen drives into the paint, puts up a shot. Oh, foul on the way there. And he's going to go to the line for a chance at two. Good action by Robert Christensen. He has been a great addition to the T-Jacks this year, playing well underneath pressure and doing a good job, even filling in for the shoes of P.J. sometimes. All right, here's Robert's shot. Goes a little hard, bounces all around the rim, though, and in. Connor's going to sit down, and Levi Larson will step in. So we got Jamin and Connor on the sideline now, both boys with 2 fouls. Second shot by Christensen. Oh, spins all around the rim. Looks like it's going in, but just spins like a top out. P.J. almost got the board, but it goes in the hands of the Lynx. Here comes Gullivan, number 22 with the ball at the top of the perimeter. He gets to number 3, Sherman. Sherman takes it to the left-hand side. Back now to number 22, Peter Olson. Now to Sherman. Sherman drives the baseline, floating shot off the front of the iron. But Gullivan picks up the board, puts up a shot, gets fouled on the way there. Levi Larson drawing his first. So an and-one opportunity now. Casey Sherman will be taking a chance now to see if he can't get 6 for Gullivan. 12 for King Cove, just under 3 to go here. Actually make that 7 now for Gullivan. His shot's up. Doesn't go in. P.J. Hamilton with the rebound. Oh, and P.J. trying to dribble through 2 defenders, and number 10, that's Hank Henry, was in the way, gets in the way, and moves in the way. That brings a foul. So we'll have a throw-in on the baseline for King Cove, not underneath their own basket. Oh, a high pass from Ian, but Ethan's able to jump up and get it. Here comes Ian now with a pass back. Oh, nice little jump shot. Drains it. 14 now for King Cove, 7 for the Lynx. And here's King Cove now on defense. Number 22, Peter Olson, now to Sherman. Sherman drives into the lane, loses the ball, but is able to stay in the hands of the Lynx. Number 32 picks it up as it sailed all the way outside the perimeter. Oh, but passed down to the bottom post. Almost gets intercepted by P.J., but tipped up into the air. And number 10, Hank Henry, is able to keep his hands on it. He passes it back out to the outside. And as the rebound goes to the Lynx, number 3, Sherman Henry, was driving into the paint. And he gets fouled by number 32, Ian. So we're at 6 fouls now for King Cove in the first quarter. And there's a... Man, 7 fouls as Ethan Mack just runs right into number 32, Oswald Moses, as he was getting a pass. So, foul-heavy situation for King Cove. And they're already in bonus, I believe. Yeah, Gullivan's in bonus with 2 minutes to go in the first quarter. King Cove having a hard time with fouls and with rebounding. Their defense has not the energy that it typically does. So we'll see what Coach Newman has to do about that. All right, here's number 32 with the Oswald Moses. His first shot goes up and in. All right, he'll get another chance. Number 32 with the ball. He gets it. Lines up his shot. Goes up and in. That's 9 now for Gullivan. They're starting to close the gap now as King Cove has 14. Full court pressure is putting on a little something extra for King Cove. Ian has the ball. He passes over to Levi. Levi looking for somebody. He finds P.J. on the towards the center of the three-point line. Ball and pass down to the post. Robert Christensen. Oh. 3-second violation on King Cove as they spent too much time inside the paint. Turnover right there. Under two to go here in the first quarter. Number 22 will bring the ball up. That's Peter Olson. Shot for three now. Goes up. Doesn't quite go in. That was number 32, Moses. Ball gets tipped up for the rebound and ends up in the hands of Sherman for the Lynx. DJ almost had it. Ethan Mack has it on playing some tight defense as they move the ball. The Lynx move it in outside the perimeter now. Fadeaway jump shot. Drains it. Number three, Sherman. Just like that. Three-point game. Oh, and a long pass. Almost gets intercepted by the Lynx. Number 22, Peter Olson. Got the ball and just slammed it down to the ground a little too hard. And substitution now for the T-Jacks. Connor Samuelson comes in. All right, play. Pass in on the sideline for the T-Jacks. P.J. Hamilton throws the ball in. He gets it right back. Now we're to Ethan. Ethan Mack with it. Back to T.J. Nice pass to the bottom of the post. And there's Ian with a nice. It grabs it in the air. Tips it up for two. 16 now for King Cove. 11 for Gullivan. All right, here comes the Lynx now. Passing over to the left-hand side. Jump shot for three. Oh, off and P.J. just ripping the ball on a rebound, knocks it straight out of bounds, so that's going to be a throw-in on the sideline for the Lynx. So throw-in now with 1 minute to go here in the first quarter, 16-11 in favor of King Cove. Lynx throw it in. Number 22's got it. That's Peter Olson. He takes it now around towards the half-court line, moves a little bit closer, back down to Sherman. Sherman will take it up to the top of the perimeter. He passes number 32 now to the top of the free throw line. Number 21 loses it. Hank Henry picks it up on the right-hand side. Back to Sherman now. Sherman drives into the lane, takes it to the baseline, drives the baseline, and gets fouled on the way there. Gets a chance for two from the line. They're going to call a shooting foul. So Sherman will... Connor picks up his third foul in the first quarter. Connor just came in. He will be... I'm quickly substituted. First one goes up by Sherman. Robert Christensen right back in. Damon Newman still on the bench. He's been sitting out most of the first quarter since he has two fouls himself. Second one by Sherman. Good. 14 now, or 13 for Gullivan, 16 for King Cove. Here's Ian. His pass on the sideline goes too far out. Ethan Mack cannot hold on. Out of bounds, another turnover against the T-Jacks, and this will be possession for the Lynx. 31 seconds to go. Number 22 is quickly met by Ian. Brings it to the right-hand side. Oh, but a nice pass to the bottom post for number 32 is wide open. That's Oswald Moses. Moses puts it up for two. Levi Larson now with the pass on the right-hand side. He gets it to Ethan. Ethan drives the baseline. Puts up a floating shot. Doesn't go in. Rebound by the Lynx. They quickly get a Sherman. Under 10 to go. Sherman can take the lead here with one shot. He's got 5 seconds. He drives the lane. Puts a beautiful layup in. And just like that, Gullivan takes the lead. And King Cove puts up the last-minute buzzer shot. Doesn't go in. And what a first half that was. King Cove was dominating most of the first half with the lead, but... With a hard time on defense, rebounding the boards, turnovers, the Lynx have had every opportunity they wanted to take the lead, and they just did right there in the final seconds of the first quarter. See right now that King Cove is having a hard time. It seems like their energy is a little low, so we'll see what happens here. Coach Newman talking to his boys. I can see he's pretty animated right now, telling them, you need to get the energy level up. Defense needs to be playing crisper, watching those boards. They're doing well offensively when they get there. Able to make a lot of good plays, shooting well from the field. So it's not the offense for King Cove, which was what was a really big hardship for them in their first game against the Lick, where their defense was playing incredibly strong and keeping them in the game. The Gullivan Lynx playing just consistent basketball, working really well, getting lots of boards, working the turnovers. They have not been able, they have not scored a lot on offense, but they are given a lot of opportunity, and they take every chance they can to get on the board. So coming up now in the second quarter, we're just about to begin. Another fresh 8 minutes on the clock. We'll see what happens here. Oh, and there's a turnover right away. Christensen picks up a bad pass. Oh, but P.J. Hamilton puts it a little bit too far ahead of Jamin. That goes out of bounds on the baseline. So it'll go right back over to the Gullivan Lynx. On their own baseline, they throw it in. Number 22 with it, Peter Olson. He takes it up to the left-hand side, drives the sideline, takes it all the way over, drives the baseline now, pass over to the bottom post. Number 21 picks up a shot, and one.
Counts the bucket.
Nine fouls now as we begin the second quarter. King Coe fouls another thing. His first for Robert Christensen. And King Coe is going to have to watch out for fouls as this game goes on. They're going to run into some serious trouble with people fouling out. 21 at the line now. Charlie Nagulik, his first one goes in, or his only one. That was an and-one opportunity, and Golovin now with 20, King Coe with 16. Full court pressure coming from the Lynx. King Coe having a hard time breaking it, but they do. They get the ball now. Wide open shot for Robert Christensen right at the corner of the half-court line, or not the half-court line, sorry, the free-throw line, and that's good for two. 18 now for King Coe, 20 for Golovin. Here comes the Lynx now, 22 with the ball. That's Peter Olson. Pass to the free throw line, gets intercepted by PJ. Good hustle by PJ. Big pass over to Ian. Now to Jamin. Jamin up off the glass for two. And there's King Coe playing the way that we know they can. Working hard on defense, turning it around. Great passing. Good 2 points. That was just what we want to see. Oh, man, lots of defenders around him, but that didn't stop the number three Sherman from taking a shot. Doesn't go in. Rebound by Hamilton. Jamin now with the ball. He pulls up his dribble, gets to Robert. Robert puts up a shot just on the right-hand side of the post, and he gets fouled there, so he'll go to the line for two. With 7 minutes to go here in the first half, the score 20-20, King Coe and Golovin tied. Again, the winner of this game will go on to play more basketball, and whoever does not win will be going home. Robert's first shot, nothing but net. And he'll get a second opportunity now. King Coe takes the lead, 21-20. That second shot's good. Two for two for Christensen. All right. Here comes the Lynx moving quick. Sherman with the ball. He drives it quickly up to the right-hand side. Dribbling. Now he pulls back. Gets over number 22. That's Peter Olson. Olson with no one putting pressure on him. He passes out to the 32 on the left-hand side. The pass to the post gets intercepted. White ball now, 21, lots control of the ball. That's Charlie Nagulik, and it goes out of bounds. P.J. Hamilton has it now, and he's going to pass it in underneath the basket of the Lynx. Jamin moves quickly, gets past the press, over to Ian on the left-hand side. He takes a shot for three, moving quick. Just shoots a little bit high. Hank Henry with the rebound for the Lynx. He gets to Sherman, who quickly moves up the sideline. On the left-hand side, he does a behind-the-back crossover and pulls up, waits for the rest of the team. He drives in now to the paint. His shot, it draws air. Goes out of bounds off the hands of the Lynx. Substitution now. Number 32 is going to sit down, Oswald Moses. Number 33, Trevor Trukpuluk, will come in for Golovin. Pass now to Jamin. Jamin moves fast on the right-hand side on the sideline. He gets it to Ethan. Ethan now gets over to Christensen. Christensen with a nice open shot. Rolls around, doesn't go in. Tipped up. Ooh. They're going to call that an over-the-top, I think, on Golovin, who was trying to get the basket. Or they were trying to get the ball back, and they went over. The Lynx will call a timeout. Yep, Peter Olson, I think he was trying to go over the top of P.J. Hamilton, so that will be a throw-in underneath King Coe's basket when we come back from this timeout. 6 minutes to go. The score is 22 for King Coe, 20 for Golovin. Very tight game. King Coe again in foul trouble, 9 fouls so far in the first half. 5 now for Golovin. They're starting to climb up the foul ladder themselves. King Coe, we talked a lot about defense. They have definitely turned things around here defensively, playing a lot more aggressively, a lot more energy, which is what they need to do. Controlling the fouls will be a huge thing, too. They've had a lot of opportunities, but turnovers have been a huge deterrent from King Coe being able to run away with this game. They are staying in it, though, neck and neck, 22-20, King Coe in the lead. All right, there's a buzzer ending the timeout. Oh. And the board is clarifying something with the referees about the timeout. DJ Hamilton calls a play. He finds Jamin. Oh, Jamin taking the shot. He loses it, though, and it just slips right out of his hands as he pulled up for the shot and goes out of bounds off of King Coe's hands. That'll be a throw-in on the sideline for the Lynx. 33 will take it. Trevor Chapurluk being tightly guarded. He finds Hank Henry. Henry with the ball. He hands it off number 22, Peter Olson. Olson drives the lane. Nice layup on the right-hand side. quickly turns around, that full court pressure. Jamin moving fast. He gets past the half court line with no trouble. Now to Ethan. Ethan to the top of the free throw line where Christensen drives down the post and gets the foul. Christensen is the X factor in this game for King Cove. Man, playing at the top number five guard position where you usually see P.J. Hamilton on the free throw line where they get that pass in, they can move it over to the wings or drive down the post. Christensen is owning it. Goes to the line. Oh, bounces around the rim, and it's good. Count the basket for one. 23 now King Cove, 22 for Golovin with 5:41 to go here in the first half. Christensen gets the ball again. He puts up his second shot. Good, nothing but net. 24 now for King Cove. Here come the Lynx moving fast at the right-hand side. Golovin, number three, Sherman has it. He passes it over to number 22. That is Olsen. Peter Olsen with the ball pulls up his dribble. Back to Sherman on the right-hand side. Fakes the shot. Goes to the baseline. Drives in on the baseline. Pass is intercepted. He was trying to find someone on the low-end post, but there's Christensen. Steals the pass. He quickly gets it to PJ. PJ just moves through tons of traffic. Puts up a shot. Doesn't go in, but rebound by Ethan Mack. Off the hands of P.J. Hamilton and out of bounds. So that will be a throw-in for the Lynx. They move the ball quickly up over the half-court line. And Jamin and Ian meet him right there. Oh, three-point shot by for Sherman off the front iron. Picked up by Ian. Ian with no dribble. He gets it over to P.J. Now back to Ian. Ian moves quickly up the left-hand side. Bounces over to Jamin, who's wide open for a three on the baseline. Not good. Picked up by Ian. Oh, they're going to call that double dribble by Ian. Yep. He got the rebound and was trying to move it backwards. Didn't know exactly what he was going to do. You know when your brain wants to go two things at once and so you make a thing like a double dribble happen? I would be doing that all day long if I was on the court. All right, here's the Lynx with the ball, 22 with it. Peter Olsen, he palms the ball and looks into the lane, drives in, passed onto the bottom post, intercepted by P.J., wide open breakaway layup for Ian. Ian Samuelson doing a great job getting two more points on the board. 26 for King Cove. Oh, but here's Sherman driving all around. I think they're... Oh, interesting call against Christensen on that one as, man, Sherman was driving in. He bounces all over the place and draws a foul. And the King Cove having a big crowd here. First shot by Sherman, not good. Here's Levi. Christensen's going to sit down. He now has two fouls with 4:20 to go here in the first half. 26 for King Cove, 22 for Golovin. Second shot by Sherman up. That one's good. 23 now for Golovin. Here's that full court pressure. A little man-to-man full court is what the Lynx have been playing. Ooh, Jamin's able to break past it wide open. Ian with a shot. Oh, just shy. Goes and hits the rim. Jamin with a great rebound. He puts it into the paint. Nice fadeaway jumper. Good for two. 28 now for King Cove. 22, though, for that's Peter Olsen moving up quickly. Olsen with the ball. He pulls over to the left-hand side, dribbling all over. Gets to number 33. Takes a shot from the baseline for three. Ooh, sinks it. Trevor Chapulik for three. 26 now for Golovin. 28 for King Cove with just under four to go here in the first half. Jamin Newman with it. He hands it off to Ethan. Ethan at the half-court line. Top of the perimeter where P.J. Hamilton looks for a little help. He gets it back to Ethan. Ethan drives the paint. Nice left-handed, left-side layup. 30 now for King Cove, but Sherman moves the ball up quickly for the Lynx. He gets number 22, Peter Olsen. Olsen now taking over to the top of the key. Moves slightly to the right, dribbling backwards, though. Ian playing some really tight defense for King Cove. Ian puts on pressure. Double dribble. Carries over and under as he was trying to... Number 22, Peter Olsen, with a dribbling violation. As he was trying to find a good lane, he bounces up, brings his hand from under over. Third time that a dribbling violation like that has happened against the Lynx. See if King Cove can capitalize on this turnover. And Coach Newman calling the play. The boys see it. Pass it over to Jamin. Newman with the ball. He takes it over to the right-hand side. Pass to half court. He calls another play. Oh, he gets past his man. Pulls back over to... Oh, a foul away from the ball. I think that Ian accidentally knocked someone over right in front of the ref. Oh, no, pushing against P.J. Hamilton, I believe. Yeah. Yeah, P.J. with his first foul of the game. 3 minutes to go now. Ball in possession of the Golden Lynx.
Timeout.
30-second timeout being called now by the Lynx. And the coach for the Lynx grabs a clipboard. That is going to be James Sherman, assistant coach Jerry Kachetag for the Lynx. And a real good game so far here. The score is 30 for King Cove. They've been able to hold on to the lead. 26 though for Golden, nipping at the heels the entire time, even walking away with the lead every now and then. We'll see how this game finishes. It is, seriously, I mean, obviously in the first half, you can say it is anyone's game, but really the way that these two teams have been matching up against one another, it's very much anyone's game. So here we go with the throw-in on the sideline. Number 22, Peter Olson for the Lynx will have the ball. Play goes in action. He quickly finds Sherman on the left-hand side, who drives the baseline, puts up a nice little floating layup. Good for two. 28 now for the Lynx. Jamin Newman. He has that full court man-to-man. And Owens causes a turnover, but P.J. Hamilton holds onto the ball. He finds Levi Larson on the right-hand side. Great shot up off the glass by Larson. Two for King Cove. 2:30 to go here in the first half. Here comes Sherman. Sherman takes it to the right-hand side, hits the baseline again. Oh, high off the glass, just barely hangs onto the rim and goes in for two. Jamin Newman moving really fast. Oh, and there's a turnover. That full court man-to-man finally was able to force a turnover. Jamin had to make a bad pass. But Ian was able to break up the momentum, got his hand in there and scooped the ball out of bounds, throwing on the sideline for the Lynx. Sherman's got it. He moves to the right-hand side, gets past Larson, fadeaway jump shot. Off the front of the rim, Hamilton with a big rebound. Breakaway by Ian. Oh, but it passed a little too hard. He's able to get to Jamin. Oh, and Jamin has a player fall right on, and he pulls back his shot. Fake. Man, drawing the foul, doing a great job. He knew exactly what he was doing. Jamin was right underneath the basket. He did not have a great position. He pulls up for a shot and then just ducks right down because he knows there's a player coming right on top of him. Foul on number 32, that is Oswald Moses. Jamin gets the ball, puts up the shot. That's good for one. 33 now for King Cove. 2:06 to go here in the first half. Gallivan still right behind, 30 for them. All right, second shot now for Newman. Jamin has the ball. He puts it up. It's good. 34 for King Cove.
Newman.
And it's now a two-possession game as we come into the final 2 minutes. Oh, Sherman moving really fast through the lane, but he loses the ball, and it gets into the hands of Ian. Tight defense against Ian, but that's a foul. Number 21, Charlie Nagulik, reached in too hard, and now King Cove is in bonus, so they go for a 1-1 opportunity at the line with Ian. Ian, just the sharpshooter from anywhere on the court. See how he does here for a chance at a 1-1 opportunity from the free throw line. Robert Christensen tapping in for a substitution here. Oh, and that one rolls all the way around and pops out. PJ goes for the rebound and knocks it out of bounds. He had a player coming up right against him. Christensen subs in. Levi sits down. Here comes Sherman for the Lynx. He walks the ball past half-court line. Gets number 22, Peter Olson. Olson to the left-hand side. Finds number 21. That is Charlie Nagulik. Back over now to Olson. Olson takes... Oh, there's a little bounce over to Sherman. Sherman with a nice little fading to the right shot. Good for two. Good floating shot. Full court man pressure. James able to spin his way through it. He finds Ian on the left-hand side baseline and gets it over to Christensen. Christensen's shot, ooh, just off the front of the rim. Rebounded by the Lynx. Here comes Sherman moving really fast. He takes it to the right. Pulls up. Fade away. Yeah, step back fade away. That is a nice little jump shot. And Sherman is just really the driving force, and that ties the game 34-34 with 1 minute to go. Oh, a pass by Christensen. Owens catches him off guard, but he's able to hang on. He passes it back around the horn in the hands of Jamin. Jamin up off the front of the rim. Rebound by the Lynx. Sherman gets it. Sherman Blaine all over the place. Nice little bounce pass to a wide open 31. His shot gets tipped up by PJ. Jamin gets it. He was real fast. Nice bounce into Ian. Ian pulls up for a great little Left-handed sign. Left-hand side shot off the glass. Good job. Shot long for 3 points. Doesn't go in. Rebound by Henry. For Hank Henry, yeah. His shot doesn't go down either. P.J. Hamilton this time gets the board. And he finds Ian. Ian Samuelson now to the left-hand side. Wide open three for Jamin. It is good! With just 13 seconds to go, King Cove has done a great job. Five unanswered points there. 39 now for King Cove, 34 for Galvin. 6 seconds to go. Olsen with it. He takes it to the right-hand side, drives into the lane. Hammers into Christensen. They better call that. They call that blocking. Christensen planted his feet like crazy.
His third.
So number 22, Olsen, will go to the line for two. Olsen gets the ball, puts up the shot, and it's good. 35 now for Golovin. Levi Larson's going to sub in for Robert Christensen. Christensen has been doing a great job. Just really powering in with King Cove and helping them maintain their lead. And he did a great job planting himself against Peter Olsen right there on the baseline. All right, Olsen to get the ball back again, puts it up, and that one's good. 36 now for Golovin, 39 for King Cove. 1 second to go here. Oh, and it's not going to have any opportunity. That long pass to Jamin gets tipped away, and that ends our first half. The score going into the second half will be 39 for King Cove, 36 for Golovin. Tight game here. Both these teams want the win. Only one of them continues on to play tomorrow at 3:30 here for a chance to continue down the consolation bracket to play for third place. Who's going to win it? I cannot tell you. It's been a real tight game. King Cove has done a great job maintaining the lead, though, amidst some adversity. They can really watch their fouls, if they can continue to work hard and play tight defense, more energy on the defensive side, I really think they can walk away with a win here. Golovin Lynx doing a good job staying in it, nipping at the heels constantly, even taking the lead now and then. I think for them, turnovers are going to be a huge factor. We'll see how they can change their turnover situation. Both these teams doing a great job, though. I don't know what's going to happen, but we're going to find out here, folks, in just 10 minutes. So come back. We'll have more great basketball here in Anchorage, King Cove, T-Jax versus the Golovin Lynx. Well, hey, welcome back here, guys. We are at West High School in Anchorage. It's been a beautiful couple days here, but, man, we're still seeing a little bit of snow, another inch of snow on the ground, making that ice just nice and slick, but that doesn't stop anyone around here. This last Saturday, we had a footfall on us overnight, and it caught everybody off guard. Most places would call it a blizzard. We called it Saturday here in Anchorage. We're having a great game here, and there's the buzzer to signify that we will be starting the second half. King Cove against Golovin. King Cove maintaining the lead 39-36. We'll see if King Cove can't hold on and win this game to advance on to the next round of the consolation bracket. There's a throw-in. King Cove has it. P.J. Hamilton over to the left-hand side, passes to Ian. Ian passing out to the bottom post. P.J. draws a foul, going up for a shot for two. Good pass over to Ian on the left-hand side of the baseline, who got right back to a running P.J. as he ran the post. He pulls back and draws a foul. He'll get two. What's the first one up? Ooh, off the back iron, goes up high. He fired that one off really quick. P.J. just needs to settle down the nerves a little bit. These guys, you can tell, they are very excited to be here. And that just draws out some nerves. There's the second shot, and that one is good, making it 40 now for King Cove, 36 for Golovin. All right, Sherman with it now. He moves up quickly, pulls up a nice little jump shot. That one doesn't go in. Rebound by PJ, who finds Jamin. Jamin now drives it. High pass over to Ethan. Ethan gets into the paint. Oh, his shot gets blocked by Sherman. Sherman just all over the place. Nice behind-the-back crossover. He almost gets past Ethan. Oh! But it goes into the hands of P.J. Hamilton, and, oh, man, Hank Henry just runs up and slams the ball out of the hands of P.J. That goes out of bounds. And I think they're going to call it for King Cove, but now the refs are discussing that one. Yep, that will stay in the hands of King Cove. The refs are discussing it. It looked like it happened right here at the bench for Galvin, and they feel like they saw something. Another pass over to Ethan now from Jamin. Pass right back to Jamin. Good defensive pressure coming from the Lynx now, but T-Jack staying up with it. Pass to the top of the free throw line over to PJ. PJ to the left-hand side. A nice shot just inside the three-point line. Jamin Newman. 42 now for Kinko. 36 for the Lynx. Oh, a long-distance three from Sherman. Oh, drains it. That was NBA distance right there. All right, here comes Jamin. Three-point shot now for Ian. Oh, bounces in and out. Picked up, though, by PJ Hamilton. Hamilton just tears that one right down and puts it up for two. That was a real heartbreak shot for Ian, but, man, PJ just answered right back. Oh, there's a three.
Sherman
with back-to-back threes. Oh, wide open breakaway for Ethan. Caught the Lynx off guard. Puts up a shot. Doesn't get it, but draws the foul. He'll go to the line for two. Good job by Ethan. He was looking for the Lynx to not be seeing him, and he got behind there. The coach was just yelling at the Lynx to hurry up and get down there. But Ethan draws the foul, goes to the line. First one, that's good for one. Ethan will get a second chance now. He puts it up, counts the bucket. 46 now for King Cove, 42 for Gullivan. 6:30 to go here in the third quarter. Sherman moves the ball quickly. He finds Hank Henry. He passes it right back to Sherman. Takes the left-hand side. Looks for the shot. Doesn't take it. Drives all the way through traffic. Man, moves the ball right to left and gets it up. Good for two. Sherman just playing incredible basketball. Jamin drives all the way past. Pass back over to Ian. Ian PJ for three on the baseline. Just over. Rebound goes to Ethan Mack. He fights for it. Barely hangs on. It's up in the air. Picked up by Sherman. Sherman to the right. Has Connor coming behind him. Pull up jumper from three, doesn't go in. Rebound being fought for by PJ. PJ rips it. And a foul from number 21, Charlie Nagulik. He was trying to fight for the ball from PJ, and PJ just ripping left and right. Really good for everyone that they were not within the radius of PJ's elbows, because in that moment, that would have hurt. Looks like PJ got bopped in the head, the timeout being called there. Both teams going to their respective sides to discuss the game so far. The score really tight, 46 for King Cove, 44 for Gullivan. Not sure who's going to walk away with this one. All right, there's a buzzer. Quick 30-second timeout. T-Jacks break away. Here comes the Lynx. This will be a throw-in for the T-Jacks. I think we're going to see some more of that man-to-man full-court pressure. All right, King Cove throws it in. A really loose full court man-to-man, pretty much just staying on their guy, not really a lot of significant pressure. Jamin pulls up his dribble, and he passes to the right-hand side. Ethan Mack with the ball now. He hands it off to Ian towards the half-court line. Bounce pass over to the free-throw line. Now to the right-hand side. Ethan drives the lane. Loses the ball. Jump ball. Ooh. Oh, foul being called as P.J. Hamilton tried to grab the ball, and they're all on the floor. Going to call that a holding against Hank Henry as he dove in there to try to get the ball. Pass goes in from the baseline over to King Cove. Connor Samuelson. Samuelson back over to Ethan on the right-hand side. Way outside the arc. Ian's got the ball now. He pulls up free throw line. PJ fakes the shot. Passes over to Ethan. Now all the way over to Jamin for three, and it's good! 49 for King Cove, 44 for Gullivan. Five to go. Sherman moving real quick for the Lynx. He takes to the left. Tries to weave through traffic again.
Sherman draws contact.
Draws contact, but man.
Connor
Samuelson drawing his fourth foul. But man, he was just posted up there. All right. Sherman goes to the line. He drains it. Casey Sherman. I don't know how many points he's had so far this game, but this boy is tearing it up. Ethan Mack's going to sit down. Robert Christensen will tag in. Five to go here. 49 King Cove. 45 for Gullivan. Sherman's second shot is good.
Casey Sherman.
And here comes some tight man-to-man, but James breaks to the right-hand side, finds Connor Samuelson wide open for three, shoots long, picked up by Christensen. All the way around the horn now into Jamin. Now into the paint. Behind the back pass from PJ.
3-second violation.
Oh, 3-second violation against Christensen. Just too long in the middle there. Under 5 to go in the third quarter. Olsen with it for the Lynx. He passes out to Sherman over to the right-hand side. Oh, but Ian with a great steal. He gets it to Jamin. Jamin's got one man in front of him. He takes it to the right-hand side. Up off the glass, goes high. Rebound by Connor. Connor puts a shot, doesn't go in. Saved by Jamin. He throws the ball in against 33. Trevor Shapulik, and that goes out of bounds against him. What a play by Jamin. All right, throw in by PJ. He gets it to Connor on the baseline. Connor puts up a shot, gets it on board. Oh, can't hold on to it. Gets in the hands of Sherman. Jamin trying to catch up. Oh, the layup goes high, but rebounded by 22. Peter Olsen for the Lynx. So he'll pull back outside the perimeter. He gets to Sherman. Sherman for three. In and out. Rebounded by PJ. And a holding foul right there. Hank Henry and number again. Nope. They're going to call that one on Peter Olsen. His third. 4:11 to go now in third quarter. Oh, pass to Jamin goes. He almost loses it. And a foul against 33 against Jamin. They knock him down. And now we're seeing an inverse here on the foul situation as King Cove went just foul crazy in the first half. Golden now is three fouls deep here in the first 4 minutes. Trevor Shapulik, number three, with his first foul of the game. Throw in from the sideline for King Cove. Jamin now dribbles up the center, takes to the right-hand side. He's trying, looking for a screen from Ian. Passes to Ian. Ian now pulls back. Over to Jamin. Now to the top of the key. Back outside of Jamin. Jamin loses the ball, holds on, though. Gets over to Connor. Connor to Ian. Ian outside the perimeter at the top of the key. Pulls back. Passes over to the left-hand side. Jamin for a long-distance three. Good! 52, King Cove. 46 to Golovin, 3:30 to go here in the third quarter. And that was way outside the arc. Here's Peter Olek. And now these guys from Golovin are just weaving in and out traffic. And King Cove, I feel like, is doing a good job. I know the crowd feels the same, but, you know, that's not exactly the most objective. Is that going to be the end of the game for Connor? No. That's the fourth foul for Robert Christensen. Oh, but there's a steal breakaway. Jamin puts it in for two. 54 now for King Cove. Long distance three for Sherman off the front of the rim. Picked up by Jamin. And that's a foul all day long. 33 just nailing Jamin trying to get the ball. Media timeout being called there, and already King Cove in bonus territory, so that's going to be a one-on-one opportunity. 33 foul, that's Trevor Shapulik, and man, what an interesting third quarter we got, again, with only two fouls in the third quarter so far for the T-Jacks. We are seeing players getting into foul trouble. Four fouls for Connor Samuelson, four fouls for Robert Christensen. Robert Christensen was the main X-factor in the first half for the T-Jacks. But as we go in now to this media timeout, again, got to say a huge thank you to all of the people that have sponsored us during this basketball season. We've had a great time broadcasting this game. Want to thank Tel Alaska for their continual support of KSCP, the Schumann Corporation, always supporting the radio station in Sandpoint and King Cove, also Wildtech Electronics and Penn Air for their support. All right, coming in now, we got 3 minutes to go here in the third quarter. One and one from the line for Jamin Newman. All right, here's Jamin. He's going to get the ball passed to him by the referee. Final buzzer. And the ball goes to Jamin. He takes his dribbles, lines up his shot. Up and in. 55 now for King Cove, 46 for Golovin. Seven fouls against Golovin so far in the first quarter. Or third quarter, I should say. That one goes high off the back iron. Picked up by 32. Almost loses it to Jamin. But it gets into the hands of Sherman Casey Sherman. He takes it all the way to the baseline. Loses his footing. Pulls up off a shot. Off the glass. Casey Sherman. And say that was a difficult shot would be an understatement. He slipped on something on the ground there, and he just puts it up and in. Coach for the Lynx talking very excited now. I think we're going to see a substitution coming in now. Number 12, maybe Jerome Takak will come in. He's a freshman guard coming in at 5'6". All right, Connor Samuelson tagging in now for some subbing in. Hopefully he can keep the foul situation underneath control. One more foul for Connor will be the end of the game for him. All right, really great game here so far. Winner will go on to play tomorrow at 3:30 and work their way up the bracket, hopefully, for a chance at third place. All right, this will be possession for King Cove. 55 for King Cove, 48 for Gullivan, with just under 3 minutes to go here in the third quarter. And we're seeing some real tight man-to-man defense being played here. We did see that substitution. I see Jerome Takak coming in for the Lynx. Jamin Newman, DJ Hamilton, Connor Samuelson, Ethan Mack, and Ian Samuelson on the floor for the T-Jacks. Jamin moves in, gets fouled, shooting the ball, and he'll go to line for two. Good job by Jamin drawing in the foul. And he gets the ball now. Lines things up, puts it up, and in for two. 56 now for King Cove. Another shot for Jamin. That one is nothing but net. Here comes Casey Sherman over on the right-hand side. Spins around, gets through traffic. Does a great job at doing that.
Nice work on the board.
And that's going to be it for Connor. He's pretty sure that's going to be his fifth foul. Only four for Connor. All right. Oh, that one by Casey does not go in. Substitution, Connor sitting down, quick as he came in, and Levi Larson coming into the game for him. So we've got Robert Christensen and... Oh, and as that second one doesn't go in, number 22, Peter Olson, fights for the rebound and isn't able to get it, but it tips off the hands of King Cove, and that'll remain in the territory for the Lynx. So here comes Peter Olson. He gets it over to Sherman. Sherman pulls up for a really tough three-point shot, and it is good. It's like the guy can't miss. All right, tight defense now. Jamin trying to break past. He gets it over to PJ. PJ drives up the paint, up the right-hand side. Beautiful layup. Great play by PJ, but here comes a really quick transition game from number 22. Oh, Olson almost loses it. Jamin trying to get the steal. The pass behind the back does get stolen in the hands of Jamin. Jamin drives to the right-hand side, trying to hold on. He does hold on. Oh, but there's a tip-up. Peter Olson steals the ball. Ethan Mack fouls him. Ethan trying to steal the ball away from Olson. Olson gets the foul. That will be not that many for Ethan so far. He's not much in much foul trouble. 2 minutes to go here. 59 for King Cove. 51 for Gullivan. The second for Ethan. All right. Here it is. Casey with it. He takes it over to the left-hand side. Sherman drives the baseline, runs into PJ. Calling that blocking against PJ Hamilton. And, this is, you know, his third, just under two to go here. And these guys are just running right into... So here's, and I see Coach Newman coming in right now talking to the referee asking, why are we getting all these blocking calls? And so now he got the clarification from the referee. He's going over to his boys. And what's interesting is now I see what they're explaining to him is that the issue is they're putting their hands up, they're planting their feet, but their hips are moving to block the player. When you're going to be taking on a charge, you have to be standing still. You cannot move your hips. You cannot shuffle your feet. You've just got to be planted like a tree and then just take it. So if they're moving in and out of traffic and you're kind of, you know, your hips are kind of moving in and out a little bit too, that's going to be a foul. So throw in underneath their own basket for the Lynx. Hank Henry's got it, loses it. And they're calling that a jump ball. Good job, White. No, foul. Yeah, holding against number 10, Hank Henry. Oh, wait, what are they called? White ball. And there's a shot for three from Casey, and that's good.
Casey Sherman.
So here comes
shooting with confidence.
Okay, a pushing call being now put against the Lynx, number 22, Peter Olson. As Jamin was driving up to the left-hand side of the sideline, he'll go to the line for a one-on-one opportunity. That's a fourth against Peter Olson. He's had a big game. Oh, P.J. Hamilton gets the board. The first shot by Jamin does not go in. 61 now for King Cove with 90 seconds to go in the third quarter. Here's Sherman Casey, or Casey Sherman, with an amazing fadeaway shot from the free throw line. Good for two.
Guess who?
Yeah, exactly. The announcer just said, guess who, and that is just right for him. Oh, Ian wide open on the baseline, but he quickly gets to Jamin. Jamin up for three. Oh, off the front of the iron. Picked up by Ethan. Ethan drives up, puts up a shot in and out of the rim. Levi fighting for the rebound, tips it back in, but it goes into the hands of Casey Sherman. Sherman now moving quickly up the left-hand side. Pulls up long into the three. You know it's good. Drains it.
Yes, sir. I'm not done yet, sir.
Casey Sherman shooting the lights out. Ethan gets the ball now over to Jamin, all the way around Horn. Ian for three, off the front rim. PJ with the board, nice little hook, floats it right in, good for two. 63 for King Cove, 59 for Gullivan. This is a real tight end of the third quarter. Casey for three from long, does not pick it up. Jamin gets the board, moves quickly down the right hand side, brings it into the lane. Nice, weaves around Casey, good for two. 65 now for King Cove with just under 30 to go in the third quarter. 6 points separate these two teams. Here comes Casey. He's looking for the play. Finds Olson. Olson now on the left-hand side. Passes down to the bottom post. 21 looking for someone. He tries to pass it back to Casey. It goes through his legs and out of bounds. With 12 seconds to go, King Cove will have one more chance here for a shot. PJ Hamilton throws it in from the sideline. He gets to Jamin. Back to PJ. PJ moves quickly. Outside to Ethan. Now to Jamin. Jamin drives in the paint. Outside now to Ian. Ian up for three. Oh, all around. Doesn't go in. Casey with it. Sherman trying to get it. Does not get it off in time. There's a buzzer to end the third quarter. And these two teams are still neck and neck with each other. 65 for King Cove. 59 for Gullivan as we go into the final quarter of this game. And ladies and gentlemen, it is just... Gullivan is breathing down the neck of King Cove, and I'm not sure, but I know King Cove can win this game. We're seeing them play good basketball, much better basketball, I would personally say, here in the second half than what we saw in the first half. But Gullivan with Casey Sherman, everything that he puts up goes in. It's like he cannot miss. He makes these incredibly difficult shots, three defenders all around him, just puts it up there from three-point territory, and it goes down. So great game from him. I swear he must have at least half the points for Gullivan. All right, the two teams are breaking now. We've got King Cove on the floor. I think possession is going to be in the hands of the Lynx as we start the fourth quarter. Sure will be. Here comes number 22. Peter Olson will throw the ball in. We're seeing a straight line being set up by the Lynx, and they break the play in. Pass number 32. Oh, but it's tipped away by Ian. Quickly sent over to Jamin, even on the wing. Jamin passes over to the right-hand side where he's at. Back to Jamin now. Jamin being met by number 32. That is Oswald Moses. Pass now to PJ. Oh, that's going to be a traveling call, I think. Foul being called there. I don't see a foul being called in that one, so I'm pretty sure they're calling traveling. All right, so that's the ball in the hands of the Lynx now. Casey looks like he's going to try a setup. He drives in. Another floating shot high off the glass. Doesn't go in. Ooh. Over the top. Being called by over the back by the Lynx. I'm not sure. This might be 5 for 21. I see him standing there talking to his coach. Yep, that's 5 for number 21, Charlie Neguluk. The 32 is going to tap in for him, Oswald Moses. Levi Larson going for the board. He gets fouled by Neguluk, so he'll go to the line for a two-shot opportunity. First one goes up, and it's good. 66 now for King Cove as they have maintained the lead now for I believe, the entire second half. Levi quickly fires off his second one. That does not go down. Sherman gets the board for the Lynx, and he quickly runs the ball up. You know he does not have much time to win this game. He pulls up a jump shot. That one does not even get the rim, a rare air ball. Hamilton gets the board. Pass over to Ethan. Ethan breaking the right-hand side. Does not go in, but Hamill tips it right in. Good finish by PJ. Here comes Sherman moving quickly around traffic. And he ran into PJ. PJ, but he's able to get the layup. And a wide-open breakaway. Ian Samuelson with no one there stopping him. He gets an easy layup. 70 now for King Cove, 61 for Golovin. Casey moving quickly, loses the ball to the ground. Jamin right there trying to get it. Picked up by Casey, who puts up a three-point shot that he probably shouldn't have. Doesn't go in. Rebounded by Ethan Mack. Mack to Jamin, to PJ. Nice little bounce pass to the bottom of the post. Levi Larson in for two. 72 now for King Cove. And there's an easy pickoff by Jamin, a pass that was by Casey, who's just looking tired now. And Ethan drives in the lane, puts up a shot. A layup off the glass doesn't go in, but he'll draw the foul. A nice two-shot opportunity now. And there's a foul on Casey Sherman. Timeout being called there on King Cove. And, man, King Cove running this ball now, playing some really good basketball. But Casey Sherman just looks tired. This guy has played, the game of his life. And now he's just running out of steam. He has scored, I would dare say, the lion's share of the points, if not, the mass majority of the points. So we'll see now as we come down. We've still got 6:30 to go in this game. King Cove has done a great job capitalizing on the turnover opportunities, bad passes, fouls, and I'm excited to see here what can happen. King Cove beginning to lengthen their lead now. 72 for King Cove, 61 for Golovin. 6:30 to go in the game. Sherman Casey with three fouls. You know, he's still got time. We'll see what happens. You cannot. The fat lady's not singing yet, but we'll see what happens now as we come into the home stretch of this game. Again, the winner goes on to play 3:30 tomorrow for a chance at third place. And 33 will be tapping in now. Trevor Shapolik will be substituting in for the Lynx. And number 12 will stay in. Jerome Takaki is going to be substituted by Trevor Shapolik, but they did not get the sub in time. Ethan, first one off the back iron, doesn't go down. Ethan playing a good game, though. Ethan, a very solid player for King Cove. Very consistent. Now there comes that substitution. Tripola comes back in for the Lynx. Second shot for Ethan doesn't go in, but PJ with a soaring rebound attempt doesn't get it. Casey ends up with the ball. Casey Sherman moving quickly. Nice little bounce pass. Oh, hits the foot of Levi Larson, goes out of bounds. That will stay in possession of the Lynx underneath their own basket. 22, Peter Olson will have the ball to throw in. He looks for Casey, gets Casey. Casey on the baseline. He tries to put up a shot, but, man, he's just getting tired. He doesn't have the ability to put the same effort in. It goes off the bottom of the backboard and into the hands of PJ. PJ, Jamie with the ball. He runs in some defense. He's able to do a nice little behind-the-back pass over to PJ Hamilton. Hamilton turns around and drop steps for a good little jump shot. Doesn't go in, but he gets a foul. That's on Hank Henry. Two for Hank Henry now, or three for Hank Henry, I should say. Second one, first shot by PJ, nothing but net. 73. Second shot goes up now, and that's 74 now for King Cove, 61 for Golden with 6 minutes to go in the game. All right, here comes Olsen moving quickly. He goes around lots of traffic, puts up a layup, doesn't go in. Rebound is almost given in the hands of Levi Larson, but it goes out of bounds. But here comes King Cove storming down quickly, passing in from the paint to Jamin from Ian. Good shot by Jamin. It's in, 76 now for King Cove. Seeing King Cove play the game they want to play. Casey, that's going to be a charging. Yeah, there we go. Sherman Casey now just, and PJ planting the way you're supposed to. He just took that charge all the way home. That's four for Casey now. And the coach from Galvin is seeing this game just slip out of his hands. 76 for King Coast, 61 for Gullivan. Timeout being called, full timeout by the Lynx. Great job by PJ taking that charge. That puts four on Sherman Casey. So if Casey fouls out here, that will put the main breadwinner out of the game for the Lynx and cause them to go deep into their bench. And I believe I see number four tapping in. He may be tapping in for Casey. I mean, you know, you don't want to lose your best player at any point of the game, but, you know, you really want to have the option of putting him in. So I'm not sure who four is going to be tapping in for. Let's see who sits down. Number 33 sits down, so Shapulik is going to be substituted in. And number four will come in, Lonnie Gooden. First time for him, eighth grader, point guard. Some fresh feet. 76-61, 15-point lead for King Cove as we go into the home stretch. 5:40 left in the game. King Cove doing a good job holding their fouls back here in the second half. That was a big problem, and we knew it was going to play a big factor. We have not seen... Oh, but there's a nice full-court pressure. Almost caused a turnover, but Jamin Newman holds onto the ball. Oh, but the pass to PJ gets stripped away in the hands of Casey Sherman. Sherman works his way around Jamin, does a great job. Here's Jamin. Jamin takes into the paint, pulls up, nice little floating shot. Ooh, doesn't go in. Levi Larson gets the board, puts it up himself, doesn't go in. Rebound this time by Peter Olsen. Olsen moving quickly up the right-hand side. Hop in, skips into it. And good job by PJ putting a body right in front of him. Oh, good pass by PJ. Breaking away, Ian Samuelson with 2 points. 78 now for King Cove, 63 for Golovin. And here's Casey. Puts up a shot. He's going to get a foul. He'll shoot for two. Jamin Newman. Third for Jamin. With under five to go here in the fourth quarter. Again, scores. King Cove really has this game to lose. They need to hold on and play a smart game of basketball because you can just see it on the faces of the Link players. They're having a rough time keeping up here, but, man, Casey has just played such a great game. And no matter how this one goes, you just got to be proud of how he played. So here he goes, that first one he missed. He'll take a chance for two at the line here. That second one goes down. PJ quickly gets the ball. Goes to Jamin. Jamin with the ball now. He's tightly guarded by Shapulik. Jamin takes it to the right, fakes the left, goes back to the right, passes off to Ian. Ian now at the top, being tightly defended. He gets over to Ethan on the right-hand side. Ethan now to Jamin. Jamin at the top of the perimeter, back to Ethan. Robert Christensen wide open on the bottom post, but no one. They're trying to burn down the clock here a little bit. Pass it to PJ. PJ now to the bottom post. Ethan wide open, takes it onto the glass. Gets past his defender, number 10, Hank Henry, and puts it up for two. 80 now for King Cove, 64 for Golovin. Long distance three by Sherman does not go in. Rebounded by Ethan Mack, but that's going to be another rebounding foul by Hank Henry. Henry trying to get the ball, and it goes. That'll be a shot, a chance for the line for Ethan Mack. Actually, 33 was right around there. It looked like that foul was on Hank Henry, but they're going to call down 33, Trevor Shapulik, his third. Ethan puts it in. He'll get another shot now. Puts it up. Off the back iron, rebounded by Sherman. Casey loses it, but regains control. Takes it quickly. behind the back crossover to the left now. Oh, and there's a foul against TJ. That's going to be a bit of a hack as he was, as Sherman Casey was going up. TJ trying to block the ball, and he gets his fourth foul. He's still got 4 minutes to go in this game, and that is a lot of time. TJ needs to watch his fouls. Eight fouls now for King Cove. Sherman Casey sinks his first one. He'll have another attempt here. 81 for King Cove, 65 for Golovin. There's still enough time for Golovin to come back here. Sherman puts up his second one. Doesn't go in. Rebounded by PJ. And PJ runs in the lots of defenders, but he works his way around over to Ian. Ian pulls up the jump shot. Ooh, just floats right over the rim and to the bottom of the net. We are now under four to game. Oh, Casey with the ball. He pulls up his dribble. He does a wild. I mean, that was just unbelievable. He just, like, literally, like, was behind the backboard and somehow spins it in. No foul there as P.J. Hamilton gets the ball fast to him. And yeah, okay, there it is. As Oswald Moses is going to get the foul on that one, trying to get in front of P.J., but as he was driving up, he goes and gets a nice foul there. We'll take two from the line. He got fouled about twice on the way to the basket, but that's okay. It finally caught up. Gets that first one, and it's good. 84 for King Cove with 3:30 to go. And I just got to go back to the shot that Casey Sherman made. It was around two defenders. He was literally off balance in every single way you could be off balance, and it was just high off the glass, and it goes in. I don't know. That second one by PJ is good. I don't know if he normally plays this well, but, man, it is literally like he cannot miss. 85 for King Cove, 67 for Golovin. Here's the ball being passed around the horn. Baseline three-point shot going in from number 33, Trevor Shapulik, and that's good. Yep, ball working all the way around the rim, ends up on the back end of it, and it brings itself down for a good three-point shot. 3:30 to go here in the game, 85 for King Cove, 70 for Golovin, 15-point lead for King Cove. They've been maintaining that now for the last 2 minutes, but it's very much a slow-paced game. There's lots of whistles and fouls and turnovers. It really keeps it from getting going in any one direction, but luckily for King Cove, they've been able to maintain a lead. They had a great run there for, I'd say, about 3 minutes ago in the game. They had a really great run where they were able to lengthen their lead significantly, and they have held on very well. Here comes the end of that timeout. 3:23 to go here, 85-70 in favor of King Cove. The possession is in the hands of the T-Jacks. PJ will throw the ball in. He'll be guarded by Casey Sherman. There's the buzzer. All right, and there's a bit of a pause there as they set it up. I think both teams just broke out early. And tight defense, man-to-man, full court pressure. Pass to Jamin from PJ, back over to PJ now. They break past the full court. But, man, 33, Shapulik is just sticking like a... Oh, drops Jamin to the ground. Jamin passes away, but Coach Newman calls a timeout quickly. Did not want to lose possession of that ball, so while Jamin still had it, he calls a timeout. And that is just defense. I mean, a lot of speed coming out of the Lynx still, even this late in the game, and they're playing a real tight game of defense, but King Cove has done an outstanding job of breaking past the full court press every single time. I think they've only been able to get one turnover around on the full court press by the Lynx. So good job, King Cove, on holding onto the ball. And PJ's going to throw the ball in just on their own side of the half-court line. We're seeing that man-to-man. All right. Just on the right-hand side of the score table now, PJ Hamilton will get hand the ball from the ref. 3:12 to go here. Like I said, very slow-paced game so far. All right. And a long distance pass over to Jamin. It's got to go back into their own side. He quickly moves it up into the scoring territory. Here comes Ethan. Now over to PJ. PJ drives up into the post. Pass over to Robert Christensen on the left-hand side for a nice, easy bucket. No one there guarding him. He'll take advantage of that. Quickly comes Peter Olson, who drives in, works his way around all sorts of traffic, but, man, he gets hammered. Robert Christensen just sees him moving like a bullet and tries to get in front of him, but that's going to be the fifth foul on Christensen. Connor Samuelson's going to have to come in with four fouls to his name with under three to go here. And I'm not sure why King Cove's getting the ball there on that one. I think, but they're maybe they're traveling against traveling being called against Olson instead of a foul. PJ pulls up from the free throw line for two, doesn't go in. Connor fighting for it. PJ gets it, hands it off over to Ethan on the bottom hand side, bottom left hand side of the post, and puts it up for a nice two shots of glass. 79 for King Cove, or 89 for King Cove, 70 for Gullivan. Oh, and Casey pulls up and draws a foul against Ian. And that was a great job by Casey drawing a foul there. Only Ian's second foul, but this will give Sherman three from the line. All right, Casey's first attempt goes up and doesn't go in. 70 for Gullivan, 89 for King Cove, 2:21 left to go here in the game. All right, here comes Sherman for the second. That one's good. Substitution, 12 coming in for 22. That is going to be Jerome Takok coming in for Peter Olson. Olson definitely been one of the main contributors to the Lynx. So it looks like he got nailed pretty good, so they're rubbing a little icy hot onto his leg. That third attempt doesn't go in. Rebounded by Connor. Connor gives it over to Jamin quickly. Oh, but nice defense from Hank Henry causes PJ to lose his dribble. He quickly passes it over to Ethan, though. Traveling against Ethan. So that will hand the ball over to the Lynx now with 2 minutes and 9 seconds to go here in the game. 89 for King Cove, 71 for Gullivan. King Cove just needs to hold on here. Here's a three-point attempt. Doesn't go in from number 32, Trevor Shapulik. And, man, Hank Henry fighting hard for the ball against P.J. Hamilton and holding against Hank Henry there as he was trying to get the ball. 10, his fourth, and he was fighting real hard. Hank Henry falls to the ground, and even though he was putting a lot of really hard pressure against P.J., P.J. does the right thing and reaches down and helps Hank Henry up there. P.J. just has a lot of respect for other ball players. You can see that in the way he plays. All right. PJ sinks the first one. That makes 90 now for King Cove, and what an offensive game this has been for both teams, 90-71. Oh, second attempt doesn't go in. Casey gets the rebound. Casey Sherman now moving quickly up the left-hand side. He brings up to the center now, perimeter, takes this inside three-point line, pulls out quickly for a three-point shot, doesn't go in, rebound by PJ. Hamilton now passes over to Ian Samuelson. Samuelson puts up the floating jump shot. His brother Connor gets the rebound, tries a behind the back shot off the glass, and that one does not go in. Rebound by the Lynx. Ball goes over to Trevor Shapulik. Now to Hank Henry. Henry looking for Casey. Casey on the left-hand side drives into the post. Nice little beyond the basket, but here's a long-distance pass over to an open Ian Samuelson. Gets tipped away by Sherman Casey. Casey did a great job, drives the baseline, takes it over to the other side of the basket, behind the back off the glass, and good for two. But with 90 seconds left to go in this game, King Cove with 90, Gullivan with 73. I think it's getting pretty close to safe to say that we are going to see King Cove advance to the next round. Pass in now in the hands of Ian. Lynx are not giving up. They're playing tight defense. Damon with the ball now, and that's going to be a blocking charge against Hank Henry for his fifth foul, and that will send Jamin Newman to the line for a two-shot opportunity.
Number 10, Hank Henry, his fifth personal foul. Good game, Hank.
All right, so that will bring, with 1:15 to go now, we've got Robert Christensen coming in for Ethan Mack as well. Christensen with four fouls himself. First one by Jamin goes in. 91 now for King Cove, 73 for Gullivan. good game by Golovin, even though there's a huge distance between these two teams right now. This game was tight for 75% of the game. DJ Hamilton with a soaring rebound as Jamin does not make a second one. A really quick shot right there by Jamin. Almost goes in, but the rebound bucket by Connor on the left-hand side puts it up to finish it for two. Good job by Connor staying in the game, not fouling out so far, and putting in 2 points there. Casey tries to drive his way around traffic, doesn't get in, puts up the shot, doesn't go down, but the rebound goes to the Lynx. Casey now goes to the other side of the basket. Underneath, puts it up off the glass, doesn't go in, but rebound by PJ, and looking for a little help, he finds Connor just on the other side of the half-court line. Connor pulls back with 42 seconds. He gets Christensen. Back to Connor. Now over to PJ and over to Ian. Defenders all around. Ian gets to Jamin. Jamin near the half-court line. He drives the base to the sideline. Over to Connor. 30 seconds. They're just playing keep-away at this point. Now over to Robert Christensen for three. almost goes in, but Connor puts in the finisher again, this time on the right-hand side. Off the glass. Rebound and two. All right, here comes number 22, Peter Olson, and they just let him go right on by. He tries up for two, doesn't go in. 8 seconds left in the game. Jamin with the ball, and they're going to finish it. PJ now puts up a shot off the glass, doesn't go in. He'll rebound it and go outside the three-point line, and there's a game, ladies and gentlemen. King Cove not only holds on, but really makes a big widening distance. And we got to give it up now, right now, for
Sherman scored 52 points against
basketball. All right, 52 points for Sherman Casey. What a game. Great job by him. Without any doubt, he will be the player of the game for the guys over on Golovin Lynx. But, hey, King Cove goes on and advances to the next round. And, again, that leaves 23 points for the rest of the team. Golovin scoring the vast majority of the points. But what a great game. King Cove held on to the lead and finished strong and played the game they wanted to play at the end there. They did a really good job. So we'll see them here tomorrow at West High School as they try to work their way up to the third-place game. And they'll play, ladies and gentlemen, at 3:30. So tune in here to KSCP or APradio.org for more great basketball coverage here at March Madness Alaska, the state tournament 1A basketball tournament.